our day has come and gone away. From Paris and Rome, I wanna go home.
And welcome back, and you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. And we're here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And that beautiful voice that you're hearing in the background right now, you're probably familiar with the song and Michael Bublé, but this is one of the most incredible artists that I've known recently, who comes out of Rhode Island, and his name is Tony Cervo, and he is joining us in the station room today, along with, he'll be playing on the stage this weekend on Steeple Street, and he's joining us along with Sal Buscemi from Fat Bellies. And Sal, you know, first I want to say thank you, because without Fat Bellies and your sponsorship, we wouldn't be able to have that stage at Waterfire. So it's been a really wonderful partnership, and not only are you a partner for the music stage, you're also a restaurant partner of ours, so thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having us here, and we love being part of Waterfire and, you know, these events and kind of bringing it to the Providence nightlife.
Yeah, and I think it's been pretty successful. We've had some quite talented people on the stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
When that stage is activated and Waterfire's in full effect, it's great to be down there. It's awesome to be part of it.
It's been great music. It looks great. It's such a great feeling. Tony, I'm looking forward to your performance this Saturday.
Well, I don't know if anybody caught Tony at the last fire, which was huge, but Tony was singing in the ballroom area in celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Providence Police, and I could hear you across the river where I was in the VIP tent, and you sounded phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor to be there. I was looking for you, actually, but there were so many people there, there was no shot to be fine.
You didn't see me jumping
up and down?
As tall
as you are, I could not see you, no.
Well, I mean, I know that we're excited because the Steeple Street stage is a little bit different than the ballroom area.
Right.
It's much more intimate, right outside of Fat Bellies. I know that Fat Bellies always has great refreshments outside, so people walking by can grab a refreshment and then stop and hear you sing. Sal, can you just give me a little bit of a background on Fat Bellies and when you started? And
yeah, we opened up the first one in 2006, and that was over at Goddard Park. And basically, fast forward to now, we have 7 locations, our newest one being at the North Kingstown Golf Course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're spread out throughout the state, and we, you know, it's been a nice success story for us, but a lot of it has come from partnering up and doing a lot of different things with the communities and like, Providence with Waterfire. You know, we've been there for going on 5 years now, and just the excitement of Waterfire and all the people that come down, you know, we love being a part of that. And, you know, that also helps us out be successful in our own way.
And you've got great Irish food. I mean, great Irish food. And then if anybody knows me.
Ronald, would you know anything about Irish food?
I know a little bit about Irish food. I have long red curly hair and a name Bronwyn. So
I'm glad you're not asking me because I'm Italian and I have no idea.
Bubble and squeak.
Do they have eggplant there?
Actually, I'm an Italian running an Irish pub, so we do have some eggplant there as well.
Oh, that's funny. And Tony, you know, I was so excited to meet you a few months back at our friend Jack Ryan's home, and we were celebrating our friend Donnie Palumbo's birthday. But when I heard you, I immediately fell in love with your style of music.
And thank you.
There's not a lot of people who can pull off the phrasing of Frank Sinatra or Michael Bublé very well. It's a very difficult thing to do.
Because it's this wonderful combination of intimacy and power delivered with great elegance. And you get it just right.
And that's what's important, you know, when sometimes I judge contests and stuff like that for singers, and it's not always about the voice, it's about the presentation of the performance, and you have to feel comfortable up there or they're going to eat you up alive. You know, if I stood up on that huge stage at Westminster Street in the ballroom stage and I was just stood there and I stood still, they would have all walked away, but I made sure that I commanded that stage, and that's important. It's an important thing to do, you know, in my business, so. And I appreciate being there. And now, I'm excited to be there on this Saturday.
And have you always loved, so did you grow up listening to, did your parents listen to Frank Sinatra all the time?
Oh, my God, my father. It was a combination of Frank Sinatra and Billy Joel, actually.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. So I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. I just can't play the piano, so I never even attempted to try to go in the Billy Joel realm. You know, but Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé were much more easy to do, so I stuck with them.
And when did you breakout, essentially?
About 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. I left corporate America 6 years ago. I worked for Cumberland Farms, and I worked for CVS. And I really, corporate America just wasn't for me. So I went into doing this, and I got a lucky break at the Capitol Grill. The manager there, Christopher Phillips, took me on, and I've been there for 5 years now, every Friday night.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long. I've been there 5 years,
but
and it's great.
Didn't you travel to Las Vegas? Weren't you performing there?
I performed Las Vegas a total, on the top of my head, I'm going to say 10 times. I got flown out twice in 2012 to do the huge San Gennaro Feast out there. And when I say huge, it's huge. You know, go to a feast around here, and there's nothing compared. These things go on for miles. And there's this huge stage, and there's thousands of people watching. And that was the first time I got in front of an audience of like 1,000 people or more. So my knees were shaking the first couple of times. But then I got called back a few times. I made a lot of friends out there. So when I am out there, I played the Golden Nugget. I played at, the Rio Hotel and Casino. So it's definitely an amazing, different feel out there. But I love coming home to New England, especially playing downtown Providence.
Yeah, because I caught you at the Capitol Grill a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
And it's such a that's a great environment. But again, I think when you're sitting across from Fat Bellies and you're at Waterfire,
absolutely,
and you've got this great feeling and this audience going by, I think that you're I think that's going to be even just a little bit better.
A little bit better.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And Sal, as we're talking about the restaurant and things that you're doing, do you have any specials or special things that you do throughout the year? Or?
Oh yeah, throughout the year. You know, being that we do have seven locations and we try to keep everything consistent, we also kind of give free rein to our chefs and have a little bit more creativity. So on the weekends, we have our weekend specials, which will vary from, you know, different types of genres of food. So it's not your typical Irish cuisine, but, you know, like we've done things where we've kind of worked on some different types of chicken tacos, or like we've gone out and even done some ahi tuna with a seaweed salad. Like, you know, so we have a lot of range. You know, being in Rhode Island and having ties to Johnson and Wales, right, a graduate of there, and, you know, the owner's former instructor there as well. You know, you get a lot of hungry young chefs that want to come out, and, you know, and so we're lucky to have that in our you know, in our kitchens, so we're able to put out a lot of different specials. So the specials are constantly changing, and, you know, on a Waterfire night, we do a limited menu to try to, you know, get people in, get people out, because there are so many people that come out for these things, and we have the outside tent as well, where we'll do some hamburgers, hot dogs, and doughboys, as well as, you know, our beers and sangrias and white wine and red wine and stuff.
And you got a great singer
standing
right next to
you. And I heard there's an express line to the stage, too, so I have a designated waiter or waitress that's going to come right.
Just throw Tony's name out, you'll be good.
So, Tony, can you give us some examples of some of the songs that people are going to be hearing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be doing some. I have a long set Saturday, so I'll be playing for about 3.5 hours for the whole night.
Wow.
So I'll be doing some Michael Bublé. I'll be doing some Frank Sinatra, most definitely. I'll be doing some Billy Joel, a little doo-wop, maybe a little Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, if I can. So it'll be an interesting night.
All right. Favorite three songs?
My favorite three songs?
Yep.
Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Bublé, Home. Billy Joel, Vienna.
Really?
Look up Vienna. It's a beautiful song.
All right. Well, maybe we'll hear it.
We'll hear it in person.
So I know. Okay.
We'll hear the better version.
Exactly. So starting at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
That's excellent. And tell us, you know, something else about yourself or about Waterfire and...
Well, what I got to say is finally, when the ballroom stage first came out, I don't know, 10 years ago,
about that,
I remember being down there, and as a not even in a singing business yet, but I knew I wanted to be a performer, and I seen that stage, and I said to my friends over there, I said, I want to play in that stage one day. And I got to tell you, the thrill and honor of being on that stage, the ballroom stage, 2 weeks ago was just amazing. And it's such an honor to work with all the staff at Waterfire. I could not believe... You know, it's for a performance, hurry up and wait. Get there at 4, do your rehearsal, and you're waiting around for a few hours. While you're sitting around waiting around those few hours, you're watching your staff work so hard. And I was talking to them, and they're like, we've been here since 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're not be leaving till 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was such an honor to be working with them guys, and they work so hard. And it's really an honor to be part of this franchise. And I hope after Saturday night so that we can work together some more, because I'm really honored to be here.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great success, and thank you for that. People realize that producing any show is a lot of work, but we actually have to build the theater first, and then we got to dismantle it. So complicated thing.
It's amazing to watch. I watch it every Water Fire. Yeah. It's awesome.
But it's the same as being in the restaurant business. There's that similarity where you're creating something. Where our whole goal is to make people happy and to bring some enjoyment to people's lives. So we all have something very similar here. And, yeah, it's like same amount of work, don't you think, Barnaby?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really a gift to have everyone come together in the community and realize that, you know, that sense of awe you had when you sort of first saw the ballroom. We just wanted to talk about how beautiful the city is and figure out how to celebrate that and keep music at the heart of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm sure
you guys do an amazing job.
Steeple Street is going to be full of people. You're going to be...
I hope so.
Oh, we'll be busy.
You should put some extra staff on, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have the extra staff.
And I always say this, too. There might not be a dance floor at Steeple Street, but I always tell people at venues when I play at smaller venues, if you want to dance... just get up in your seats and dance.
Absolutely.
I always tell people that all the time. So don't be afraid that there's no stages you can't dance. Dance. Because we had a lot of dancers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure did. Yeah. And, you know, people came up from New York. They came up from Connecticut. And they were very pleased. We'd miss the ballroom. We'd love to be doing it, you know, 6-7 times a year. So we're always looking for sponsors for that. But you saw that whole, right down to building the floor. It's a big project.
Yeah. And I want to just... once again, circle back and thank Fat Bellies. One of the challenges that sometimes we face at Water Fire is really getting all the community involved.
First of all, we do the event for free.
Yeah.
But there are many expenses, and it's just a lot of work. And so the sponsors and donors who make it all possible allow us to do that, and we'd love to have the stage going every night. So, Sel, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, I could say as, I'm not a native Rhode Islander. I'm a kind of a transplant Rhode Islander now. It's, you know, don't take this Water Fire for granted. You know, you got to come down and check it out. Even though it's in your own backyard, you know, you should really come out and see it.
Well, and we appreciate you giving back because I know that the restaurants are packed on Water Fire nights, and especially sometimes during the summer when there's not a lot going on. So when groups like Fat Bellies or Hemingway's or some of our other restaurant partners actually contribute back and help us get through a season, it really means the world to us. So, again, I don't think you can ever say thank you enough to anybody. And, Tony, I can't wait to see you on the stage on Saturday. And I know you also do private performances for
people.
So TonyCerbo.com?
TonyCerbo.com.
All right. People can reach out to Tony, and we'll be right back. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.